The visual descriptions offered here focus on five key works in the exhibition, each representing a different facet of Lorenza's practice. Each description closes with observations by curator Paul B. Preciado, as drawn from his accompanying essay. Lorenza Büttner, Requiem for the Norm, is the first major monographic study of Chilean-German artist Lorenza Büttner's life work. Curated by philosopher Paul B. Preciado and surveying 16 years of Lorenza's work, this touring exhibition was first presented at the Kunstverein in Stuttgart and at La Virena Center in Barcelona, and is toured by the Art Museum at the University of Toronto. Requiem for the Norm is presented at the Leonard and Bina Allen Art Gallery, Concordia University, from April 29th to June 19th, 2021. Lorenza worked tirelessly to generate a body of work that honored her standpoint and gender expression, resolutely transgressing and refusing any and all ableist and gender normative prescriptions. She produced over 200 artworks with her mouth and feet, drawing and performing in the street, dancing and creating installations. The exhibition presents selection of this work along with video documentation, correspondence, and photographs from her archive. Ernst Lorenz Büttner Oerding was born in 1959 in Chile and assigned male at birth. At the age of 8, Ernst Lorenz lost both arms following an accident while climbing an electricity pylon. After hospitalization in Chile, Ernst Lorenz and his mother moved to Germany for specialized treatment. Refusing prosthetics and typical regimes of rehabilitation, Ernst Lorenz turned to dancing, drawing, and painting. Soon after enrolling in art school in Kassel in 1978, Ernst Lorenz changed his name to Lorenza and began identifying and living publicly as a woman. During her short career, Lorenza traveled through Europe, lived and studied in New York, and returned to visit Chile. In addition to working as an artist, Lorenza modeled for Joel Peter Witkin and Robert Mapplethorpe. She played Petra, the mascot, for the 1992 Paralympic Games, and she was the subject of a documentary by Michael Stahlberg and the face of a Faber-Castell paint brand commercial. She died at the age of 34 in 1994 following AIDS-related complications.